In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Christ is in our midst.
He is in our shadow.
We live in a very, very, very divided world, which, at least from some people that I've talked to, it seems to be a prevalent feeling that people feel that it's more true. It may have always have been true, but it certainly now seems on every little petty thing we're divided. There are a multitude of arguments to be a part of and to get your to voice your opinion, to prove your facts or your data, or however data and facts are treated now. We have a multitude of experts out there spewing their expertise. That probably wasn't the right word, but we're saturated with data. Anyways, to put it all there, that's our society. It's very, it's just at a point where it's very divisive. And add on top of that, we're in a year of an election, and so we'll have the added election cycle, this kind of almost football ritual we go through every 4 years, where people join up with their teams this is American, politics is American blood sport. The stakes are high, and sometimes they're really not. These things that we argue about are sometimes meaningful. They're always meaningful to us if we're arguing about them, but sometimes they're really not. In the church, however, this isn't really the way society is conceived of. You see, the idea in church is that each one of us, as families, as individuals, are pursuing the kingdom of heaven first. That we've been filled with the Holy Spirit. And that as we live our life of repentance, the Holy Spirit is guiding us into all truth. And as the Holy Spirit guides us, He guides us in unity. That we are somehow, as an organism, synchronized together. And even though that many of us may have different opinions or different approaches or certainly different personalities, that somehow God, by the grace of God, by the Holy Spirit, is able to organize us into a great symphony that brings about the transformation and the healing and reconciliation of all the world. Now, the fear that we have is that the division that is out there becomes the division that enters into the church. And that's what happens in general. The church is usually overrun with the world in many ways. I mean, we are very worldly people in many ways. And so we're often bringing, as much as we might bring the church to the world and bring holiness to the world, some of us also, more often than not, bring the world into the church. That's something to be mindful of. And being mindful of it is, again, to focus on our mission, which is to center ourselves in the kingdom of heaven and to be organized by God, by the grace of the Holy Spirit, so that we can pursue all righteousness together. But all the pettiness, all the gotcha culture, all of the methodology, the advertisements, the teams, is removed. In today's epistle, the Apostle Paul, speaking to the early church, the Corinthians, he says there are many factions among them, some saying they're from Apollos, some saying they're from so-and-so, saying they're from Paul. The church was never meant to be merely led by personalities. And not only that, it was never meant to be led by ideologies or any sort of ideological possession. It is entirely independent from the political messages of this world and the health messages and whatever category, philosophical messages that you can put out there. The church is divine. It is from God. And we can only understand it if the Holy Spirit resides in us and guides us to openly understand it. Why I bring this up is that it seems so easy for the society to come into the church and to cause chaos. Because we're stressed, because there's a lot of things to argue about, because we're full of sin. And it's always the concern that the safe place, and church for many people is meant to be a safe place, a place where they can find intimacy with God, a place where their prayers are heard, where they can ask people to pray for them, where they can make a life-giving connection with others. But oftentimes in the stories that I hear from various people around town, the church is not a safe place. Well, maybe not specifically our community, but our community is always a few people away from the church not being, a few sins away from the church not being a safe place. And so the church is the place where we lay aside our politics. We lay aside our differences. Paul says that we are to speak with one mind, but why is that? Because we only talk about here about what matters. And what matters is Jesus Christ, not our personality, not our opinion, and certainly not our interesting philosophical takes on culture. Now, that is not to say, I just want to add this in, that is not to say that there is not disagreement within the church. You see, the Apostle Peter and Paul disagreed occasionally, as it says in the Scriptures. They had different personalities. They were sent on different missions. Any living body, any marriage has to have friction. So that's not to say that the church is a place where we're dead, and where we get together, we hold hands, and we sing kumbaya, and everything is happy. That's not what the history of the church teaches us either. What it does tell us is that our central focus should be on Christ, should be on the kingdom of heaven, and that the divisions that occur within the body of Christ, if they are focused on Christ and the kingdom of heaven, are oftentimes just situations that have current problems that eventually reside and go away. Yeah. I'm not going to clarify that. I've already said too much. What I would have you do from hearing a message like today's message is I would have you examine your hearts. I would have you think about how you operate in society, as to whether you are a person who increases the divisiveness or somehow brings peace. I would ask you how hinged you are on your personality, how hinged you are on your politics, and then I would ask all of us, myself included, to repent of being like the people in our society, to look out of our eyes and see human beings rather than philosophy, to look, when we look out at people, to see something more than the current battle that's going on in society, and ultimately, as I've mentioned over and over, to make the kingdom of heaven first, so that the Holy Spirit can guide us, and so that we're not bound by any earthly sort of division or stigmas or whatever it is that can get in our way and blind us. This is very divisive and perilous time. This is a time where it is so easy for such a good community to have things come in and wreak havoc. We need to be vigilant that we are Christian first and every other thing second. We need to make sure that is our priority. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Christ is in our midst. Jesus Christ, and I got that.